As the days draw in and winter approaches, people throughout the world are preparing for festivals that end the harvest time, say goodbye to summer, and prepare the spirits for the dark days ahead. Now, WRTI's Jim Cotter explores the links between early winter festivities and our love of being spooked.
In America, close to All Souls' Day, November 1st, both the Day of the Dead and Halloween are celebrated. But what is it in humans that makes us rejoice in the macabre, enjoy frightening other people, and being scared ourselves?
There are clearly deep-rooted psychological needs and deep-rooted psychological impulses in our makeup.
Professor Daryl Jones, Director of Postgraduate Teaching and Learning at Trinity College Dublin, is an internationally renowned expert on horror, fiction and film.
No one's ever really explained why the need to be, or the process of being frightened within a contained environment,
safe environment,
is actually, you know, it's actually in some strange way very pleasurable.
Halloween in particular has strong associations with ancient Celtic pagan rituals that were absorbed by a Christian church, always keen to reinterpret the profane as sacred. Yet, says Daryl Jones, a belief in God should not automatically rule out a belief in the supernatural, or vice versa.
I think it's very difficult to be a hardline materialist atheist and a believer in ghosts and spirits. The two things just do not correlate, which isn't to say that people don't. I mean, we all live with contradictions all the time.
As part of celebrations of Halloween, WRTI will be playing a selection of bewitching music all day on October 31st.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.